Let's begin with a few deep cleansing breaths. Really inhale deeply. Breathe out long and slow. Just some deep diaphragmatic breaths. And bring your attention to the inside of your hands. Just feeling the warmth and aliveness inside the hands. And sensing the feet. Feeling the tingling and the vibrating inside the feet. And continuing to take deeper breaths. And just noticing there's a lot of energy in the body right now. Just sensing how much energy is here, what locations it's in. And right now you're triggered, like the amygdala, the limbic system of the brain is in overdrive. And so your prefrontal cortex is not fully utilized right now. Like the higher order reasoning, the thinking centers of the brain are a bit offline. But as you take deeper breaths and kind of activate your parasympathetic nervous system, it can calm down the fight-flight response a bit. So your limbic system really is overactivated right now. You're flooded with emotion. And so let's just activate the parasympathetic nervous system to try and calm down this sympathetic response. Just to the extent you can, just let whatever life situation you're in just be put to the side for a moment. And let's ground here more in your senses in the current moment. Just taking deeper breaths. Maybe feeling where the body contacts the ground or the chair. Or feeling the hands or the feet. Just inviting the attention out of thought a bit, out of emotion a bit. More to sensing the breath and some more neutral areas of the body right now. Also just noticing what you can hear right now. Just again, inclining the mind towards the senses in this moment. Letting yourself just putting the trigger situation to the side just for a few minutes. Just noticing there's this whole landscape here of you in this current moment, like this whole stage where there's sensations in your feet and your hands. There's the breath. There's other things unfolding in this moment, like different sounds arising and falling. Just taking the spotlight off of thoughts and emotions for a bit here. Just kind of pulling up the lighting to the whole stage of this moment. There's so much more than just the triggered thoughts and emotions as you calm the body down. Kind of inviting the prefrontal cortex to come back online a bit. Just noticing sensation. Noticing the breath, noticing sounds. And then if you can at all right now, start to sense into your deeper, wiser, more broader, compassionate self that you can start to make more contact with when that amygdala response starts to subside and the fight-flight response starts to tame a little bit. There's this much broader landscape and stage of who you are. There's a really wise, open, curious, compassionate kind of ground of being that's in the backdrop. It's hard to make contact with when the sympathetic arousal is too strong, but as we can take deeper breaths, shift attention off triggered thoughts and emotions and more to being in this moment through our senses, we can start to feel this larger landscape of us, this attention or awareness. Just trying to connect with our beingness. A little more the equanimity that's more way in the background. Just the calm, grounded self that can be aware of triggered emotions, can be aware of thoughts, can be aware of depressed energy. Just allowing yourself to connect with this deeper part of you. If you can at all, having real compassion for yourself if right now the amygdala response is just too strong. And just doing whatever you need to do to get the emotional response down under a 5 out of 10. Like trying to get it down to a 4 or 3 by thinking about being on a beach or pleasant things, by bringing your attention to your senses, maybe even noticing what you can see and hear and feel right in this moment. Just giving yourself a break from the thoughts and the emotions that are distressing. So you can connect more with this higher self. It's a little more subtle way in the background. And just keep doing whatever you need to do right now, like going for a walk around the block or cooking or watching a funny video. Hugging your child, just whatever needs to happen to get your physiology down, or the amygdala response subsides a bit in your prefrontal cortex, can think a little more clearly, and you can be in contact more with your wisest, deepest self. She's here underneath. And then from that wiser place, just having a little compassion for how triggered you get with this. And then we'll finish this exercise just with a couple deep breaths. And we're finished.